Welcome to our pre-show. So I just had a Kendrick Lamar inspiration, and it's a Ted Bell thing, and it involves Chef Chedilia, and it involves, God, look at all these fucking, how do we get all these motherfucking shows off of iTunes? I want to just delete all this shit. What the fuck is the problem? God damn it. I gotta do it one at a time? Is that what I gotta do? Shut the fuck up. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. How do you fucking do this, man? Delete from library. Because if I delete them here, they're still on my website. This would take for fucking ever. Anyway, I've got a lot of motherfucking shit that I want to move the fuck off this motherfucker. Anyway, so what was I saying? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I got this Kendrick Lamar. This is why I went into the music library to begin with. And that is to... shut up. Get over to my Kendrick Lamar and bitch, don't kill my vibe. A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, Kendrick. So this is a long time ago when we were playing a lot of hip hop and metal before the show. We would do it as a pre-show, as a run-up. Sometimes we played it in show. And of course, you know, it got to the point where, well, I got to pay, I have to pay, what do we do? Where's the artist? That's what I want. Fucking artist, bitch. Don't kill my fucking vibe, bitch. In the run-up, and, you know, you have to pay ASCAP BMI fees. Back in the day when I worked for radio stations, they picked up the fee. And I thought, well, I don't play that much fucking music to be paying ASCAP BMI. So we stopped doing that. If I played if it was a music show, it'd be a completely different thing. But it's not, you know. It's not. You can play parts of songs. H-I-J-K. You can play parts of songs. I think you can use them. There's a limited number of seconds in which you are allowed to. Where's the artist, bitch? You know what I had to do is, well, there's Eminem. E, F, G, H, J, K. Well, there's a lot of J's. I got a lot of J's in the music that I have. Conway, what am I, Kendrick? Here we go, kid. So here's Kendrick Lamar. This was the song that really kicked it off for a lot of us, I think. Yeah.
Okay, this is it right here. He's going, hey, bitch, don't, he looked...
He looked right at me and said, bitch, don't kill my vibe. And that's when I picked up the serving tray.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my train.
Love it. I love it. Bitch, don't kill. So that's what happened. So,
you know, I told you not to do that.
I didn't do it.
You hit me with it. You called me bitch. He looked at me and he said, hey, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Which basically means get in the kitchen. And I told him, you don't call me bitch.
I didn't call you bitch, okay? I did that one time. At one time, you hit me with a serving tray.
Did you hit him with a serving tray?
I did.
Yeah, kid, that's unacceptable.
Well, it's unacceptable to say to me, hey, bitch. You know,
I wasn't saying, hey, bitch. You looked at me and said it.
You said, bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I was thinking of the Kendrick Lamar song, you fat tubby shit. Oh, man.
Ow!
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. All right, that's groovy. That is groovy, you know. So we had a great rehearsal today. Tomorrow I got to do, oh, the fuck. Okay, we got a showing of the house because I'm selling a house. And in the afternoon, I'm going to be on a podcast with Jeff DeForest. 4 o'clock Eastern with Jeff DeForest. And then I'm going to take a fucking chill. I'm going to go over the show notes for the show on Friday night and Saturday night. Go over one particular aspect of the show that is really involved. And then on Wednesday, we have tech rehearsal. Thursday, we have tech rehearsal. Friday night, we're back at it at Theater West. Hope you can join us for that, man. Be a lot of fun. It's always fun. And I love the Q&A they do afterwards at Theater West. They do it's a Q&A. It's a sit-down. You come back out on stage after the end of the show. And that was an unexpected treat. I don't think I've ever been to a play or a live performance like that where they did a Q&A. So that's pretty cool. And then I was able to meet a lot of you guys, and that was fun. That's always fun for me. So I hope I'm personable enough. I hope you guys find me engaging enough. You can say, I went and saw Phil live. He was okay on stage, but as soon as he came off stage and started talking to us, what a dull creep he is. I could bring this with me. And, you know, hi, Phil.
Hi, I'm Phil.
What a dull creep. Four lousy greens, you cheap creep. That was a big word during my brother's teenage years. My brother was a teen in the late 50s. Late 50s, early 60s. Dara, that was Dara's era, man. They called them the silent generation, I think. Born during World War II. There were a lot of juvenile delinquents that came out of that because the fathers were overseas. So you had kids that were born during the war. There was no father there. And I'm not necessarily saying the mothers did a bad job. Not at all. But the fathers came back from service in a varying degrees of capability and sanity, I guess. And, you know, most of them were okay. But, you know, they had a limited ability, I guess, is what I want to say, to deal with kids. My brother didn't see my father until – my brother was born in 43, didn't see my father until 1945 when my old man got home. And that affected their relationship, I'm sure of it. the most important man in my brother's life was my grandfather, Frank Crow. He took my brother everywhere. Took him to my grandfather Frank was a big horse racing fan. In Toronto, they have the track Woodbine. I don't know if they still have Woodbine or where they go horse racing or where they go to see the thoroughbreds. But he took Dara with him to those things, and Dara loved our grandfather Frank. Just loved him. Anyway, so why am I saying all this? Oh, yeah, in the late teens, late 50s was Dara. And the big word then was creep. Boy, you are a creep. Watch Leave It to Beaver. God, Beaver, what are you doing? You're acting like a creep, you know. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You don't call me a bitch. I wasn't calling you a bitch, okay? Phil, what happened was this. When I came down the hallway, you looked at me and said, hey, bitch. Don't kill my vibe. No, I said, bitch, I looked at him, Phil. I said, bitch, don't kill my vibe, because I'd been listening to the Kendrick Lamar song.
Okay. You were listening to Kendrick Lamar, huh?
Yeah, because everybody's talking about Kendrick Lamar, so I asked my son, Josh, have you got a Kendrick Lamar CD? And he said, no, I don't. So I in the office.
Well, how did you do
what?
Your son said, no, I don't. Then what?
Well, then I bought one.
You bought a Kendrick Lamar CD?
No, I don't know what I did. Anyway.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Oh, fuck. I'm telling you, man. And you better believe. I'm telling you, man, and you better believe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Oh, lonely weekends. Will I make it all right? Will I make it all right? From Monday morning to Friday night. Oh, those lonely weekends. Since you left me. That was Charlie Rich. Charlie Rich. Charlie Rich had a hit record in the early 70s called Behind Closed Doors. I had to play it. It's my first year in radio. And I'm like, I don't dig this music. I'd got nothing against. I'm not a country music fan. Let me put it this way. That's not a correct statement. I'm not a traditional. I'm not a country-politan. They call it country-politan, you know. I don't dig that. I liked the Johnny Rodriguez. I liked, I don't know, man. Texas Swing Shit Like Asleep at the Wheel. I dug that. I liked the Sleep at the Wheel a lot. You know, I don't know. Does that mean I don't like country music? No, I don't think so. But I'm not really, you know, I ain't going to go out and buy. I've listened to fucking, I don't know, man, whoever the, but George, well, George, yeah, I don't know. Not George Jones. I'm not down with that shit. So I just might as well just shut up because I'm going to offend somebody if I keep talking. God damn it, everybody's so easily offended these days. Will I make it all right? Will I make it all right? All right, so what I'm looking to do here is a second part to the show. We have Ted Bell. We have Chef Carl Cedilia. And generally what I do when that happens is I go over here. Now, I haven't updated the character X feeds for a while. I've really got to get the characters off of X and get them over to Blue Sky or over to one of these other places. If you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So what did you do? You fucked up, Phil. From Monday morning to Friday night, 24. Yeah, so there's over. Yeah, okay, that's groovy. Got it all. Let me know. I got to post the show log here. I got a little account of the Phil Hendry Show. It doesn't have a whole lot of followers. Where are you? The fuck is going on with this, man? I want a copy of the text, bitch. How do I do that? There, finally. God damn it. Hey, Slack, quit trying to be fancy like everybody else. All these motherfucking apps trying to improve and upgrade and all this shit. From Monday morning to Friday night. From Monday morning to Friday night. Saturday classic. You know, the pan sensuality. I've gone pan. Where the hell is... here it is. Okay. So what we do is we go over here and take a look. But I haven't upgraded these guys. Coach Doge, the last thing he tweeted was, very grateful to Phil Hendry today on the show. However, my interview with Steve Bozell went sideways. That was a week ago when he interviewed Steve Bozell. And the boner, what is unwanted boner, UB? I laughed my fucking ass off re-listening to that. Here's Ted Bell. We're going to have Ted on anyway. Hey, let's move past the Bob Greens meet and green, Bob Greens, meet and Bob Greens, meet and greens, greens. Bob Greens, frankly, dull obsession with how much meat he can deliver to me. Let's move past all that juvenile, excuse my language, bullshit, and talk about great steaks. Oh, fuck, I ran out of words. Yeah, I haven't updated any of these characters. Here's Bob Green, when the last time he said anything. You know, we haven't had Bob on the line for a while. I don't really give a shit. Please forgive my language. Bob Green. Bobby Dooley. I'm bringing a, let's see, we've done Bobby lately, though, haven't we? 12-12. The Joy Elf Renewed with the Spring Queen, played by my wife, Bobby Dooley. She'll make her entrance through the clubhouse kitchen into the service porch and out onto the patio where she'll parade about as I throw flower petals in front of her. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, would you fuck off, please, Christ. One thing about X is I got to read motherfuckers while I'm like, get this guy out of here. I don't want to see where is that, Bobby. Jeff Doubter. Last time he posted anything, it was January. Dark Horse dates for 2025 so far. Mr. Pooh's Hermosa Beach, Coconut Grove, Manhattan Beach, the Blues Toilet. Redondo. The Blues Toilet. He had to do a little bit about Jake Beanery. Jake Beanery was a friend of mine. We haven't had Jeff Doubter on for a while. I think that'd be fun. He's going to talk about Jake Beanery, incredible bass player, left to join He's Not Him. And keyboard player Logan Cohn moved to Belgium. I don't know what's going on with them. Too bad Cubby Brown could have owned this town at one time. So what, Cubby Brown broke up? That's a band called, I don't know the name of that band, but that was a big fucking hit record in the early 60s, the 60s, sometime in the 60s. All right, man. Oh, Duncan Ham, That's Who I Am? God, we got to go back to that show. That's a fucking whack show. That was in September. My girlfriend Nebulante just pulled into town from up north. Toby Bo wants to hang a lot of stuff. Nebulante. I think Jeff will just talk about Cubby Brown. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So what we need here. Baby, come back. This is the first time. There we are. And then Jeff Doubter is where, man? Fuck that. Is Jeff in the bathtub? I think Jeff's in the bathtub. I don't know why I find that funny. Yeah. I think Jeff Doubter being in the tub is fit. Yeah, I'm taking a tub. It's just... Okay, bitch. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, you know what, motherfucking Ted... Motherfucking Ted is on the desktop. Okay, that's cool. That's a groovy thing. I can do that. I can do that shit. Here we go. Let me see. Oh, fuck.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
motherfucker. What happened here, bitch? Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Wait a minute, man. Where is everything? Testing, 1, 2. Oh, there it is. Okay. Get rid of this shit, Phil. You got extraneous bullshit here, man. Get rid of this. I couldn't figure out what happened to my... 1, 2, 1, 2. Get rid of this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Get rid of this shit. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 1, 2. There we go. Okay, all right. So anyway, as I was saying before I was so rudely fucking interrupted, there's Ted. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Let's see where Ted's at, man, level-wise here. Boom. Come on, do it, bitch. Jesus Christ.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You've never had it so good. The steaks are delicious. All of our sides are delicious. The Ted. Oh, God, yeah, the Ted. Ted Bell here at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted. It's a groovy thing. Thanks for joining us.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. And
Test. I think Chef Carl Cedilli is going to do the open because Ted got hit in the face with a fucking serving tray. The fuck is this shit, bitch? You know you need a fix when you fall down. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. All right, now. We don't need that just yet. We need this. That's the shit we need. All right. So, having said all of that, let's go. Have you gotten tickets yet for the World of Phil Henry? You haven't? You have? You have? You haven't? You would? You shouldn't? You could? Get out of here. Damn it, get the fuck lost, will you? Fuck, okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Have you got tickets for the World of Phil Henry? You have? Have you gotten your tickets for the World of Phil? No.